Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Power to Be You and Rise to Win for our youth listeners, as well as the Blog Talk Radio audience. My name is Sandra Bueno, and I am coming to you live from West Palm Beach, Florida. Now, I'm very excited to be on this call this afternoon because I have just tapped into a whole new essence, a whole new realm of being, and this is primarily through my working with the Landmark Education curriculum. A week ago or so, I shared with you what Landmark Education is and what it brings to who we are and to our own abilities. So what I'd like to do today is start from scratch, really sharing with you what's taking place right now and the development within the Rise to Win for Our Youth movement, and also the whole essence of the purpose that I bring, why I am here on this radio show, why it is that I keep on talking about change, and why it is that I want to just rev up within all of you this awareness and this willingness to step up and to really take a stake and to say, you know what, we are here in this century, in 2008, at a place in our lives where we are being asked to step up. And for me, it has been a journey to be able to get to this point where I would have enough confidence in myself and in my abilities to know that I do have what it takes to make a massive change happen and to do it from a place of authentic awareness, authentic contribution, not just a place of talk and a place of wishes and dreams without, you know, without real solutions. And this has fortunately come to me because I have been willing to do what it takes. I have been willing to put myself out there and been willing to really undertake the challenges. And it hasn't been easy. It has not been easy. You know, it continues to not be easy. But the why, the reason why I keep on continuing is because that why is such a big deal. It's such a big part of what allows me to just get over the situations, get over the hardship, get over the challenges. So I feel that today I wanted to come here and start with all of you from the same base, because the whole purpose behind Rise to Win is to get everyone who stands for change on the same side. The purpose of Rise to Win is so that all of us who want to support youth and who want to see change take place, that we can all link arms and come together with our diverse backgrounds, with your areas of study, with your areas of interest, with the areas of injustice that you see, that you want to change and you want to contribute in, for all of us to be able to be standing in this on the same side so that we now collectively have a wider voice, so that we now collectively can really effectuate change wherever we are, not just in our community or in the nation, but across the world. And this cannot happen without having a solid platform of really knowing your why, knowing your target, knowing and having a structure in place for everyone to just come in and have a plan of action and know how it is that we are going to create this. So, you know, for me, is I just honor all of you because you are a strong force across these airwaves, wherever you are, whether you're in India right now, or in Africa, or in England, or here in America, Florida, and Chicago, and my friend Gary, he's always listening, who I just love because he has been there with me throughout the time that it's taken me to get back on Blog Talk Radio. But I will say that, you know, we all talk, and we can all talk a great game, and we can all say what we want to do, and we can all complain about what needs to get done. But to actually step out there without knowing, you know, if we can really be effective and if people are going to listen to us or if we really have some value to bring to others and push it through no matter what, takes a lot. And I know that you know, for me, my purpose has always been to really carry that flag, you know, carry the flag on behalf of the people who can't speak, of the people who can't defend themselves, of the people who would be afraid to speak up for their own rights and for their own dreams and for their own abilities. And right now, all of us, right now, we are all at a place where change needs to come. Change needs to come, and change comes on its own. Change is here. Change is here every single minute of our lives, whether we want it or not. But the difference between change that happens to you and change that you cause, that's where power is created, or that's where power is robbed. And for all of us, those of us who want to make a difference, we're frustrated because we know that we can make a difference, but it's how do we make that difference? How do we make it count? And how do we do it in a way that we create massive change? That's my purpose. That's where I get strong. That's where I get on that mountain high, because that is what I have been honing to do, and that is what I've built this muscle to really be able to create. And you can hear it in my voice, because it's just powerful. It's powerful to know that despite challenges and despite the crisis and despite all of these different things that have crossed, you know, the path, and in my path specifically, I've been able to overcome it. And the more I overcome it, the stronger I become. So when I can say, listen, I know that we can cause change, and I know that we can truly effectively make a big difference, specifically now with Barack Obama being the future president and his cabinet, and Hillary Clinton being on board, you know, this is our opportunity. This is our opportunity, because truly we can make a difference, and difference will come when we are able to take responsibility, when we are able to commit, and when we're able to also be a voice of truth, because a lot of truth needs to get out. A lot of truth needs to be told and exposed in order for people to become conscientious about the responsibility that they bear independently to change their lives and to transform their futures. You know, all of us have been in this century and in this era, we have been conditioned to take it easy. We've been conditioned to kind of accept the status quo. We've conditioned ourselves through TV and through the programs that we watch, through what marketers are selling to us. We are conditioned to really not struggle and to just kind of accept what's there and become complacent. And that is something that, as a human race, we cannot continue going down. We can't continue going down that rabbit hole, like they say, because we're going to end up in this deep, dark place that does not serve us. And this is what those of us who want to make a change, this is what we all know we do not want to be a part of. So the only way that we can make a change is by stepping up and making a difference. And really stating our claim and saying, okay, this is what I don't tolerate, and I am not going to accept this as the only solution. I recently heard that when we come to one of Jack Canfield's books, he talks about how people who complain are the people who are unwilling to do something about their complaints. Because when we complain, we're always criticized for something that we're not willing to be responsible for. So the solution is to either accept it as is or do something about it. If you are not willing to do anything about it, then you are just passing it on to somebody else, hoping that maybe somebody else will pick it up. So you become part of the problem. And in this case, it really requires us to get out there and fight for our rights, fight for what we believe in. And it's not a fight that involves violence. It's a fight of intellect, a fight of character, a fight of courage, a fight of determination, a fight of pride, conviction, purpose, faithfulness, inspiration. It's a fight to really live out our human purpose and our human essence, and to rise above the ashes and really reveal who we truly are as a human race. I keep on listening and reading things and finding out leads that just keep on bringing to me that whole awareness of no matter who we are, no matter our age, our race, our religion, our color, no matter our economics and our demographic status, all of those things are part of what makes our human race. And where we are right now, we are at such a danger of really creating so many things that are going to have such effects on our lives and our children's lives and their children and our environment that we can't allow that to happen. Change is right now within us. Change is within you and I, both of us who are under the age of 96 or even 106. If you're alive and kicking right now, change is here, available to you. So whatever you have internally that you've always wanted to manifest or you've wanted to claim, this is your moment. So again, with Rise to Win for Our Youth movement, what I am doing right now is I have decided to postpone the January 17th caravan. So rather than having it on the 17th, I am going to have it now March 21st. The reason why I made that change was a reason of maturing, and it was me actually realizing that if I want different results than those that I've had in the past, I have to be willing to shift and change and do something different than I've done in the past. And in the past, how I've always operated has been from a place of spontaneity and just putting it out there, putting my soul out there, putting my heart, and always having these dreams. And even though it was great for me to bring a lot of passion and to bring a lot of excitement into my life, it also brought a lot of uncertainty. And it also set me up for a certain degree of failure in the sense that I did not give anyone else an opportunity to join me. I did not allow that time to create or to even organize and to project, to measure, really to plan. Planning for me goes against my way. So because of that, you know, I always stayed away because, you know, remember, I'm like a rebel here and I don't want to follow certain rules. And, of course, those rules that are there set up to support you would actually, you know, backlash upon me. So now that this purpose and this caravan movement, which is going to serve as a pilot project that then we can take nationally, where now all of you come into play, is so important to me that I am going to do everything I need to do in order to ensure that this becomes a successful endeavor, that I am able to now go and create a shift who are going to be present, that I am able to create a shift within the adults who are going to be listening, whether they are educators or they are parents or they are judicial people or legislative people, whether it's the media, because this one model is going to serve to showcase the society what it is that we need to embrace in order for us to move forward, to be empowered. And that empowerment can only come with education. And it is not just mind education, but it is spiritual education. So it is a combination of us going into ourselves and saying, who am I? What am I? Why am I here? What is the makeup of a human being? What is my makeup? Well, that answer is we are a combination of a spiritual, of a mental, of an emotional, and a physical entity. We are a human being that's comprised of all these different areas. So when you have someone that completely devotes himself to simply just maybe bringing the spirit, he is leaving a whole section of his life exposed without bringing in any form of additions that's going to support his growth and his awareness and his involvement. and his productivity. So we have to be able to realize that as a human being, we need to consistently and continuously bring in information, bring in tools, bring in psychology, bring in the physiology, bring in so many different things that's going to support who we are as human beings, and that's also going to support what we work on, what our skills are, what our career is, what our vocation is, and also what the dreams that we have are. Just last night, I listened to a friend of mine through the Landmark Education Forum who said that her father, who's a devout Catholic, initially he felt that all he needed was God. That was it. All he needed was God. God was serving him in every which way. And he also, for his daughter, he also wanted her to find something that would align her, that would help her, that would guide her, that would just allow her to understand herself and her purpose and her direction. And she found Landmark Education, and through Landmark Education, she has been able to see the change and the shifts and how she has become aware and responsible for her own life and her decisions, and how she's also been able to now engage other people and bring her family into this whole awareness. And he decided to actually enroll in the course. So now when he looked at the introduction, he, as a writer, he was able to see how this education would help him and how this education would allow him to become even more proficient in his abilities to write. And he realized that, you know, even though he has God in him, he can open himself up to something different, something that's going to create even more. And that is something that for me, it's very important that I communicate that to people, because you will have people who just, because of our belief system, because of how we see things, because of how we communicate, because of our language and our limited language, we become inflexible and we don't accept things when all we need to do is listen and find the validity in it. When it comes to practical development, when it comes to education about possibilities and who we are as human beings and how we've been created and everything that's available that we can use as a tool to grow and to evolve and to create, those are just tools. They're not the spirit. They are tools. They are an external medium through which we can learn to become better people, through which we can become better servants, better disciples. We can reach even more people. Now, the spiritual part, the spirit, is what we need in order to want to do these things. The spirit is what we need in order to have that continuous flow of energy that we were going to need in order to continue when the going gets tough, in order to not get discouraged, in order to not just say, you know what, people are never going to change. The spirit allows us to love one another. The spirit allows us to say, you know what, God, and we're humans, and we have to love one another. We have to serve each other. And we have to be willing to continue and have faith that God is there supporting us. Both of these are components that will help us going forward in our spiritual life and going forward in our human experience. And through the combination of these two, we're able to align ourselves with the commandments that define who we are as people, that define our ethics, our moral makeup, that will guide us so that we don't end up falling down these holes and down these black areas. Now, I have been through many of them. Why? Because I wasn't following the commandments. I wasn't following, even though I was in my spirit, and even though God was there for me, I wasn't abiding by the contract as a human being. I was allowing different things to come into my path, and I was following different directions that didn't serve. And when I finally did come to that awareness and that realization, my life shifted and my life changed. And now that that has become a priority in my life, now I'm able to deal with the situations as they come forward, because I also know what's really at stake. What is truly my purpose? I want to know that, I want to make sure that by the time I die, that I will have made a difference in people's lives. that I will have helped those that my heart cries for. And all of you know, for me, is youth. Why? Because all my life, I've always been a young person. And all my life, I've always had this dream. And all my life, I never wanted to let any situation, and specifically not money, ever rule me and take away my ability to believe in that dream. And that's what has fueled me all my life, because I was always conditioned by what I didn't have. I was always conditioned to believe that because I didn't have money, and because I was Hispanic, and because I was an immigrant, and because my mom did this thing, because all of a sudden we were immigrants, that dream to be more than I can ever think I could be couldn't be mine. But because I was a child of God, I always knew that it could. So it was always that continuous fight. And here I am now, 41 years old, having willingly put myself at a disadvantage in a situation where I chose to say, I am going to believe in this dream, and I'm going to work at it, and I'm going to get the tools that I need in order to be able to make it happen. I've always wanted to make a difference, but without the right tools, I really couldn't. So now that I'm here, now I'm voicing it, now I'm saying, yeah, that's where I am. This is who I am. Rise to win for our youth, that's who I am. Rise to win for our youth empowerment caravan, that's how the movement's going to manifest itself. Now it's my job to be able to bring all the people together, to be able to bring up that platform, to be able to clarify it within my own abilities so that other people can see it. I got to take what's in the head, and now I got to put it down on paper. Now I got to put it down in a physical way. And now is when I have to use all those tools. I got to use administrative schools, tools, leadership abilities, discernment, rapport, state management. I have to use all these practical tools so that I can effectively communicate, so that I can effectively carry out a project of this magnitude, so that I can effectively communicate it to the media, so that I can go out there and speak to the educators, to the education department, so that I can speak to the legislators who are working within the juvenile justice system. Everyone's looking for a solution. And solutions are available, but the solutions aren't just going to fall like a fortune cookie. I mean, they could, but you still got to pick it up. You still got to open it up. You still got to be able to buy it. To change an entire society, and to change an entire mindset, and to change how people have been operating for years and years and years, to change the status quo and the mass mentality, that's not an easy task, but it's doable. If it's at the right time, at the right place. And I know, and I am convicted that this is the time, this is the place, and this is the right people. Here we are at the right time for us to step up, link arms, and be together. Because change is going to take place at a community level. It's going to take place at a grassroots level. It takes place with you and with you and with you and with me coming together and doing it through using the resources that we have, through using the internet, through using technology, through using the internet system, through using the airwaves, through using the media. It's about resourcefulness. Not necessarily the resources, but it's about resourcefulness. And I can't find my quote right now. I can't quote it verbatim, but something like, there's nothing as strong as an idea whose time has come. I will come back from the grave with this purpose if for some reason I would go. I would come back because here I am. This is the plan. This is the plan to step up and to make a difference, to change what's taking place now, to bring in the education that our kids need, to equip them with the tools that they need in order to be able to have the ability to say, you know what, I'm making a decision. If I make a decision today, then I know I have a plan. Here's a strategy. I know that I can go forward. If I want to go to college, okay, what am I going to do starting today? What am I going to do? What do I need to be aware of? How do I relate? How do I have options? Let me just tell you what happened the other day. As an example, my son, who's 8 years old, we're standing at the bus stop. It's about 7:05 in the morning. He's playing around with his friends right on the grass. He gets pushed. He's knocked down on the floor. his green pants all of a sudden have this dirt and the mud and the green all down his knees. So he comes out, he looks at me, and he's hurting, but he's just looking at me because he knows that, oh, I've done something that I shouldn't have, and now I'm dirty. And immediately I went into like a tough love act because I looked at him and I said, well, you know what? What are you going to do now? I'm not going to take you home to change you. You're going to have to go to school like that. And my idea behind my head was this is the lesson that he needs to learn so that when he goes there and he feels uncomfortable and he feels embarrassed and he gets that emotional feeling with that situation, he's going to make an assessment. He's going to have a meaning of, well, next time maybe I won't play, or next time I know I have to be careful, or et cetera, et cetera. And at that moment, when I was thinking of that, he looked at me, and I looked at him, and I said, well, what are you going to do? What do you think you're going to do? He goes, I know what. I'll go to the nurse, because I know that if you have any type of accidents, they lend you a uniform. So it's okay, Mom. I'll go to the nurse's office, and then I'll just borrow a uniform. So right away, that completely shifted my focus. And I was so happy that he already had a plan, and he had a good plan. He had an alternative. He had come up with an option that supported him. It was an option of resourcefulness. It was an option that he was able to do because he had known of a friend of his who had had an accident and who had gone to the nurse's office and gotten a uniform. So he had a reference point from which to come from. So he knew that if he went down that route, he would also have a successful outcome. And it would support him because now he wouldn't have to be embarrassed walking around at school with a dirty uniform that everyone would laugh at him. So because he did that, immediately I was so happy and I was so proud that I said, you know what, we have time. Let's go home. And I really felt that at this point, I didn't want him to go to school like this. He had assumed responsibility for that. He had also figured out a way, and we did have time. And he cried just a little bit, and I said, look, there's no reason for you to cry. I'm so extremely proud of you. I'm so happy that this is the way that you thought. And I said, yes, right on, rock on. And I brought him home, and he was able to change, and I was able to drive him to school, and we got there on time. And I just loved him, and I just truly, truly honored him for what he did. And I was just really, 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 I felt so amazing because that's the type of information that our kids need. That's the type of awareness and of, you know, ability to discern and to realize that they have a choice, that they can choose differently, so that when a kid comes with drugs and says, hey, listen, let's go do this, the kid can say, you know what, down the road, this is what's going to happen, and you know what, I know friends who are in school who got put in jail, and you know what, this is going to destroy my future, and you know what, I have more of me to share with the world than to go waste my time with someone like you, or with something like your stuff. Why don't you come with me and why don't you let go of that? Why don't we start being the difference makers? Why don't we go outside of our system here and concentrate on the people outside of the world, out there in all these countries who don't have rights, who don't have a voice? But how do we do that if we don't share that with them, if we don't teach them, if we don't set the standards, if we don't show them the principles? That's what you and I need to do. And we need to do it now. Not in a year, not in 3 years, today. So this, from now on, the next 3 months, it's all about organizing this caravan. So everyone who's listening to me, I want you to be a part of it. You become a part of it when you go and sign up so that I have your email, so that I know when to reach you. That's number one. Number two, you start spreading the news. You start sending it to other people. You start getting your community in on it. You start talking to your preachers. You start talking to your nonprofit organizations. You start doing what right now I'm getting ready to do. Okay, you heard it on the show. I've had the directors of some of these nonprofit organizations from here on in. Now it's a massive list of bringing them on so that by the time that we have this inaugural day of this blitz, I will have the book associated with it. In this book, it's The Rise to Win for Our Youth, Voice of One, Voice of Many, Rise Up America. This is going to have features, interviews with these directors, with these leaders, with youth themselves, saying this is what needs to take place. We are the voice of America. We're the voice of this community. So if you want to participate in this, if you want to take it on your own, and if you want to start creating this so that by the time that we finish the pilot project here in West Palm Beach and we're going to get ready to now go across the United States, you will be a point of stop. If you want the caravan to come to you, then you need to go and start doing the work within your community to create the framework and the network. And that means you got to start talking to them and saying, look, we have a caravan that's going to be coming, personal development coaching, training, youth coaching to the at-risk youth. We're going to do a one-day blitz or a half-a-day blitz. But we have to create the framework so that nonprofits, ministers, and even educators can be in on it and they can support it. So that by the time that we leave, now behind us is going to be a community of people who want to make a difference for youth. So when these kids want to make a difference for themselves, now they have a place to go. Or now they'll have a center of empowerment where we can bring in the programming, where we can equip them with the need, with the tools that they need. These kids need everything from the love to the who are we as human beings, who are we as spiritual beings, who are we emotionally? How do we come up with our emotions? How do we deal with emotions? How do we have resources, the emotional IQ? And then how do we go forward to create a vision plan for our lives, goals, alternatives? How does that take place? Well, it takes place by bringing people who are aware of how this is carried through, and now we can teach it. Because we have to equip our country. We have to equip our kids. Because our country cannot come in last. Our country needs to become that strong force that we have been in the past. Our kids are intelligent. All kids can learn. Even the kids who have difficulty with challenges, there are alternatives. There's alternative treatment, alternative medication. There's so many things that's happening that's part of educating ourselves that will allow us to see that, hey, just because a doctor said that this was it, that's not the voice of God. Most of us will first listen to a doctor, but not listen to the voice of God. I mean, that's what's crazy. That's really crazy. You know, we argue when somebody says that our body has the capacity of self-healing. We argue. We argue when somebody is able to cure themselves of some dreaded disease that a doctor said, you know what, you're going to die from this. And the person heals themselves. Now they have to go through a whole ceremony to try to prove it to everyone else that they actually indeed had this issue. Why can't we just believe? We put our bodies at such a low value that we don't even give it the ability to heal itself. And we need to go back to understanding and realizing our greatness and be that greatness that we see. So what I say now is it's up to you. And you want to go on risetowin.com. RISE2WIN.com. Be the change you want to see. Join me. Get involved. Get moving. Get up from where you are and start making it happen. If you want to be part of the legacy, you are hereby invited. And tune in next week as I begin once again with my leaders, with the directors, and with the people who are making a difference right here, right now in West Palm Beach. And you could be there too. So just get up, go forward. And I will see you again next week. This is Sandra with Power to Be You and RiseToWin.com.